Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight we have another episode of Theater by the Sea 2015. Kevin Hill is back. He's going to be directing and choreographing the new presentation of Young Frankenstein. Welcome back, Kevin.
Thank you, Mike.
It's great to have you back with us. And Kevin has brought two actors that will be in the performance, two of my favorite parts, actually, in the show, as I remember from the movie. Haven't seen the Broadway version of it, but I'm looking forward to seeing this. We have The Monster is Here, Brian Padgett, is it?
Yep, that's right.
Brian, nice to. So you didn't grunt. You actually spoke like
Yes, I figured I would translate for your audience today.
Okay, normally he would be grunting, but Brian, good to have you with us. We'll find out a little bit about you right after we talk to Sandy Rosenberg. Welcome, Sandy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now that's a hint of what part Sandy is going to be playing.
Every time. I didn't say my name.
Oh, okay. Frau Brucker.
There you go.
There we go. So for those of you that remember the movie, the Mel Brooks movie, a very, very funny performances given in that. And so two of the key people here. Sandy, let's start with you. Mm-hmm. When I first met you today, I kidded and said you were probably from Georgia. You're not really from Georgia. I could tell by your accent somewhere else.
That's right. I'm not from Georgia. I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
There you go. Hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
Brooklyn, New York, all your life?
I lived for 17 years in Los Angeles, and now I live in Manhattan, but a good portion of my youth was spent in Brooklyn.
As a youth, okay. And when you were in Los Angeles, was that industry related?
Or? Yes. Yes, okay. I went out to do TV and film, and I did theater.
Okay.
Don't ask me how that worked out, but it did.
That's all right. That's good. It's called work, right?
It's called, I'm very happy to do it, yeah. Yeah.
I started out singing, and here I am. So there you go.
There you go. It's your voice.
Yes. All right. So when you left New York to go to Los Angeles, was that right out of school? Or?
Yes, right out of college. But prior to that, I was actually an apprentice at Theater by the Sea.
Really?
In 1976.
Wow.
Yeah. So right. I did the whole season that year. It was George Washington Slept Here. It was Kiss Me, Kate, Irene, Hello, Dolly, Candide, and Godspell.
Wow, I'll bet you there are several people in our listening audience that can remember the 1976 season, so they're already going to know who you are. They're
and
say,
the kids' shows, so yeah. And the cabaret.
And the cabaret, all those
and
things.
And I sewed the costumes.
Now, have you been back since then?
Only to sing at the memorial that they had for Tommy Brent, who was the owner at that time.
Okay.
But other than that, it'll be fun to, when we go and perform and be back on the boards that I was at as a Ute.
There you go. All right. Well, great. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And Brian, it's getting close. It's Sunday night. Previews start on Wednesday, so rehearsal's been going well.
Yes, it's very exciting. It's such a talented cast. I actually, my track is sort of glamorous. I don't work as hard as some of our dancers. They do these amazing tricks. I'm constantly in awe, and Kevin has given them such great material. So I just sort of sit back and stumble around and scare the crap out of them.
Kevin, just write yourself a note that Brian doesn't work as hard. So probably a reduction in pay is coming, right?
And he does a lot of his work lying down.
Yes, it's true. And lifting into the sky.
All right. Okay. Now, Brian, a little bit about your background. Where are you from originally?
I was born in Louisville, Kentucky, actually.
Louisville?
Yep. But I grew up in South Florida in West Palm Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I split my time basically between there and New York City.
Theater background in school?
Yep, musical theater major. Sort of been doing that now since I can remember.
Yeah, so it's all over 5 years.
Yes.
Okay.
Six.
Yes, so the 5-year mark was when I started losing the hair.
Okay, well, people, this, you know, the cameras are not on, so people don't know.
But I think they know Peter Boyle's bald, is it?
Well, you don't. I mean, I don't think. Do you get confused for Peter Boyle?
I wish.
Yeah.
No, but I wish.
No, I don't think he really looks like. I mean, other than the shortness of hair.
Yeah.
All right. So, have you played this role before?
I have not. I've shied away from it honestly because it is such a tremendous movie and people love it so much that taking it on kind of scared me. But I've known Kevin for so long, and when he says jump, I say how high and when, and so you. So I'm excited to take it on under his direction.
That's a good thing. Kevin, tell us a little bit about the fact that you're not only the artistic director for the theater, but you're directing this production and choreographing, correct?
Correct. Well, Bill kind of approached me, I think it was last year when we decided to do Young Frankenstein, and it's a huge, huge show with many different elements, but Bill and I are huge, huge fans of the movie. So we really wanted to capture the movie version and add it to this musical. So it's really more about timing and picking the right characters, and we have two amazing...
Two characters
here who happen to be absolutely perfect for these roles.
Thank you.
Well, that's a good thing. That's always a good thing. And this is going to open, as I mentioned, on a Wednesday for previews, Wednesday and Thursday, and then the big opening night on Friday night. And if you'd like to get tickets, you can always do that, for the ones that are left anyway, theaterbythesea.com, or you can call the phone number 401-782-TKTS or 8587. Let's get to our first piece of music, and this one is called The Happiest Town in Town. Who can tell me what that means?
Well, this is the Transylvanians are thinking that everything is going to be great because Dr. Frankenstein, not the one who's coming, not the young one, but the old one, has passed away, and all their troubles will be over, and they are now happy as can be, and that's how the show sort of opens.
Procession of Dr. Victor von Frankenstein, maker of monsters.
Listen to our tale of woe, a story we must tell. What happened in that castle made our lives a living hell. A madman who was crazy brought a dead man back to life. Who hurt and maimed and killed and made our town was torn with strife. Truly blessed, and this is what we say.
Ring that bell, now ring that bell, now we're in heaven, no more hell, now. Now the doctor's dead, goodbye to dread, we're the happiest town in town. We're all smiles, now lose that frown, now no more monsters get us down, now. Now the doctor's passed, we're free at last, we're the happiest town in town.
Hold the happiness!
Inspector Kemp?
Because as long as a Frankenstein lives, our village is in danger.
But Inspector, the Baron is dead, and he was the last of the Frankensteins.
No.
No?
One lives. A grandson.
Who is he?
What does he do?
He's a professor, the Dean of Anatomy at New York's most famous Institute of Higher Learning, the Johns, Miriam, and Anthony Hopkins School of Medicine. As long as this young Frankenstein walks the earth, we will never be safe.
I may be the village idiot, but I ask you, what are the chances of a New York doctor ever coming to Transylvania?
None!
Ah! On this happy day we say amen. We have wanted this since God knows when.
No more Frankenstein!
You can say that again!
No more Frankenstein!
We're the happiest time!
No more Frankenstein.
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 Well, we definitely have the mood and flavor of the show now. And for those of you that have seen the movie, I'm sure you can picture lots of things happening on the stage. And Brian, as you're laying down on the job, and is that actually your first scene? You're out flat, right?
Laying flat on the slab for quite a while.
Yeah.
But I get to listen to our very talented cast sing over my head.
Now, are you not alive at that point?
I'm not.
You're not alive.
Yeah,
now,
I'm brought to life.
Do you concentrate on not breathing? I mean, showing your breath?
Right. I try. I think I try to sneak a little bit. The good news is Dr. Frankenstein moves me around a little bit, so I can kind of sneak breaths
as
when he's like laying
here,
his hands on me and things
right.
that, you know. So, and I'm strapped, so hopefully the straps hide a little bit of some lung movement.
Lung movement, all right. Say the tricks of the trade, as they say. All right, let's get to this next piece of music, since we went a little bit long in that first segment. Tell us about Please Don't Touch Me. Sounds like something I'd be, you know, Kevin would be saying to me.
Please Don't Touch Me is, in the movie, it's that sort of iconic scene at the train between Madeline Kahn and Gene Wilder. It's hilarious and wonderful, and so it's become this great number in our show, sung by Brittany Morello. And it turns into this wonderful dance number where the partnering is all done without touching, but it's very funny and a little naughty. And it's a great time.
Oh, I like funny and naughty.
Dream all you want, my darling, of every lustful situation. Those naughty thoughts are fine with me, as long as they stay locked away in your imagination. You can hug me till I scream if it's only in a dream. But please don't touch me. You can feel me till I squeal, just as long as it's not real. But please don't touch me. You can stick me, you can lick me, you can pinch me till I'm blue. You can bite me and delight me till I'm blind. You can savage me and ravage me, I care not what you do. If the lovely, filthy things you do are only in your mind. You can spank me till I'm red, if it's only in your head. But please don't touch me. You can have me, don't you see, if it's just a fantasy. But please don't touch me. Freddy, darling, I know that you're a virgin.
Yes, for me, science has always come first.
And as every guy in New York knows, I come first too. After our wedding, you'll be all so glad we waited. Until then, take cold showers when you're overstimulated. Is sublime, and although you might think I'm a tease, please don't touch me.
Oh, everybody, look how unique. They're not touching.
It must be Please Don't Touch Me, the new dance craze that's sweeping Catholic girls' schools all over the Midwest.
Oh, what fun! Let's try it!
Tits. When we're absolutely wed, you can do it till we're dead.
Elizabeth!
Until then, be.
Sandy, we have time to sneak in one more tune before we take our first break, and this one is called Together Again.
Yes.
And are you part of Together Again?
No, I'm not. I have yet to appear.
Okay.
Together Again takes place at the train station with Dr. Frederick Frankenstein, finally meets Igor. Who will be his assistant, well, sort of lab person.
Does Igor have a hump?
What hump?
Oh, okay.
And Dr. Frederick Frankenstein is played by Tommy Labanaris, and Igor is Brad Bradley, and it's kind of a Hope and Crosby kind of number, and it's a lot of fun, and although Dr. Frankenstein is unwilling at the start, he sort of gets lured into the fun of it with Igor, and it's really one of my favorite numbers in the show.
All right, we'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of the Sandy and Brian Show.
Oh, the fantastic things we'll do. It will be like old times, you and me. Right up there with the world's greatest pairs. Like Laurel and Hardy, like Coke and Bacardi, like Juliet and Romeo, ebb and flow, to and fro, together, together again. Together again for the first time, we've only met in a dream. Up until now it's been the worst time, but now that you're here we're a team. Together again for the first time, haven't a woe or a care. No longer a bad and a cursed time. It's easy to see, you have to agree, we're destined to be a great pair. All of my life I've been stooging around, nothing to do at a loss. All of my life I've been stooging around, but what good is a stooge if he ain't got a boss? Together again for the first time, back on the track to renown. We're gonna thrill 'em, we're gonna kill 'em. You'll be the teacher, we'll make a new creature and scare the bloomin' daylights right out of this town.
Stop it, stop, you don't understand. I'll only be here for a few days to settle my grandfather's estate. And then I am heading straight back to New York. No laboratories, no creatures.
Bet you change your mind, master. Come on, join in a chorus, it's fun!
My dear Igor, I happen to be the Dean of Anatomy at a world-renowned school of medicine. Although I do sing a bit. And was in fact a whiffin' poof at Yale.
A whiffin' poof! Wow! Come on, Doc, nobody's around!
Well, nobody is around. What the hell? Together again for the
together
first
again
time.
For the
haven't
to
woe or a care.
To woe or
no
a
longer
care.
A bad and a
this is the best time.
Time.
It's easy to see. You have to agree. We're destined to be a great pair.
May I
take
all
it?
Of my life I've been bossing around, mean and alone like a Scrooge. All of my life I've been bossing around, but what good is a boss if he ain't got a stooge? I'm sorry. Well, I don't wish to embarrass you, but I am a rather brilliant surgeon. Perhaps I can help you with that hump.
What hump?
Together again for the first time. Oh, we've only met in a dream.
Like Ginger and Freddy, McDonald and Eddie,
like Sandman and Teddy,
or meatballs and spaghetti. But the pair that we cry for, the pair that we sigh for, the pair that we die for is Frankenstein and Igor. For the first time, together again. Walk this way. No, no, this way, like this. Really?
Huh?
Yeah, really drag your foot, your left foot.
Drag my foot?
Yeah.
All right.
You get creepy, you know? Get creepy.
Wait.
Together again for the first time.
We've only met in a dream.
Like Emil and Macy, Cain and Abel
for the first time.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we are sitting with Kevin, Sandy, and Brian that are part of the Theater by the Sea production of Young Frankenstein. Young Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
Okay, Sandy's corrected me on that. We'll get that straight. But I'm going to ask Kevin to tell us about the wonderful costuming and so forth that's always a feature of Theater by the Sea. And tell us, this has a little story to it, a little history to it.
Yes, I'm very excited to let everyone know that we are using the original Broadway costumes and props. And they are absolutely gorgeous. My costume designer, Dana Pinkston, is, you know, doing some touches, but she's just amazed at the quality that we've gotten. So it's really wonderful. And we're also, I have the right to use the original choreography as well, if I choose to. So Susan Stroman directed and choreographed the show originally. And so I came with this four binder book. It's like it's the biggest thing I've ever seen, and every single moment is spelled out, and if I choose to use it, I can look, but it's great for a reference. So I'm having a wonderful time. I think the show is amazing, and we're trying to keep it true to the original movie, and which leads me to, shall I introduce the next song, which is called Join the Family Business? And this is when Victor von Frankenstein, who is Frederick Frankenstein's grandfather, comes back to life and haunts him and is trying to coax him into creating a new monster, putting a new brain in a 7-foot body. So he's this is a song and dance about that song.
We've been the pride of Romania since 1201. Passed on for generations, father to son. Descended from gypsies, as proud as we can be. Don't risk my curse, it could be worse. Embrace your family tree. Join the family business, learn the family trade. Make yourself a monster, make the world afraid. Join the family business, you must take the family name. Follow in our footsteps and you'll win eternal fame. The Roqueforts are celebrated for their Roquefort cheese. The Rothschilds are famous for their wines. Hershey's have their chocolates and Lipton's have their teas. When it comes to making monsters, you can't beat the Frankensteins. Join the family business, rob a grave or two. Stop the shop from closing, it all depends on you. Uphold the family honor, you must toe the family line. Join the family business, join the family business. Join the family business, for your name is Frankenstein. Meet your family! Your great-great-great-grandfather Mordecai.
Join the family business, boy, if you don't wanna die.
As you know, predestination from the day of your creation has determined your vocation, that's a fact.
Because you are a Frankenstein,
you have no choice,
you can't decline,
so show some spine.
It's time to sign the family pact. This is your fate. Become a Frankenstein before it's too late. We know you won't regret it. You should express your willingness. Why not acquiesce, reassess? You're under stress.
Just relax and make a serum. Come up with a brilliant theorem. Take your knife, create a life.
It ain't no fuss.
Thank you.
be wise. Time to open up your eyes. Join the family business.
Join the family enterprise. Best be prudent, best be wise. Time to open up your eyes. Join the family business.
Join the family enterprise. Best be prudent, best be wise. Time to open up your eyes. Come on, come clean, don't make a scene. Your names are talking steam. Join the family business. Learn the family trade. Make yourself a monster. Make the world afraid. This is one position that you never can resign.
Do not make a fuss. There's nothing to discuss. You must be one of us. Young Frankenstein!
Sandy, Kevin was mentioning the great costumes and so forth.
Yes.
Now, Cloris Leachman played that part in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Are you basically the same size?
I've never met her, so I couldn't honestly tell you. But since, I mean, I don't know. I'm not wearing her costumes because she was in the movie. I'm wearing the Broadway costumes.
That's a great answer.
They fit me very well.
Okay.
I have no complaints.
And, you're wearing the Broadway costume.
Yes.
That makes much more sense.
Because otherwise the costumes would be very old.
Well,
very, very, very.
Well, the movie was only, 25 years ago, 30 years ago?
Closer to 40.
Is it really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Closer to 40. And depending on how well they kept those costumes.
I must have only been 2 when I saw it.
Of course.
Yeah, that's why.
I saw it in utero, of course.
Okay. So the costuming is a lot of fun, though.
Oh, yeah, I love my costumes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And that relates to you, Brian, as far as the costume is concerned. You don't get to change much, do you, or do you?
I do get to change into
the tuxedo
for putting on the Ritz.
Right.
But the rest of the time I am sort of in my traditional monster garb.
And Sandy, do you have a change, or are you in
quite a few? Yes.
Oh, you have quite a few.
Well, yes.
Well, a big star like you are.
That's right.
I would suppose that's true.
Frau is quite
a girl. Can't repeat an outfit. I mean, come on, people would know.
Okay.
Not in one evening, certainly.
Okay, Brian. This next song that's coming up is important to you.
It is
as a being.
Yes, it's the song of my rebirth, as it were. I guess. Dr. Frankenstein sings. It's a gorgeous song. He sings it over my body as he gets ready to throw the switches and electrify me back to life.
You know, we have done hundreds and hundreds of shows on Conducting Conversation, talked to dozens and dozens of stars of various plays and shows. No one's ever said it was sung over my body before. So that's a first. That's
literally first. Over my dead body. Yes, we lift into the air. We ascend on this really cool platform. And it's thunder and lightning crash. And Tommy, our Dr. Frankenstein, sings this song. He has such a gorgeous voice. I kind of just lay there in awe of it. I think it has sort of like a Disney villain feel. And he just really, I mean, he has such a glorious voice in that moment. So I just have to lay there and concentrate on not being a fan and try to stay in character.
Don't clap or anything.
Yeah, don't clap. Don't look and smile. Try to stay in the moment. Because and the ensemble's off stage and there's all these, it's deliciously creepy. And it's really fun. I think the audience will love it.
All right. Sounds good. Here we go.
So, now we hurl the gauntlet of science into the frightful face of death itself. Ever since the beginning of time, when life arose from primeval slime, death has ruled without question. Death has ruled supreme, without the least suggestion that man could foil its scheme. But now we call on science to end death's evil reign. We shout in brave defiance, this soul shall live again. Life, life, let my creature live. Life, life, it's life that you must give. Fate, fate, through this storm and strife. Fate, fate, give my creature life. Tear the night asunder, cast your light upon the dark. The lightning bolts and thunder will ignite a mortal spark. Life, life, hail the break of dawn. Life, life, let my dream be born. Fate, fate, through this storm and strife. Fate, fate, give my creature life. Give my creature life! This is it! Igor, throw the first switch.
Yes, master!
Switch.
Yes, master!
Give the creature life!
Tear the night asunder, cast your light upon the dark. The lightning bolts and thunder will ignite a mortal spark. Now, Igor, throw the third switch!
Not the third switch!
Yes, the third switch! Throw it, damn you, throw it!
Yes, master!
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we are having a great evening talking about Young Frankenstein Stone coming to the coming to the Theater by the Sea, opening Wednesday and Thursday for previews, and then Friday night, the big opening night, press night, when every critic in the northeastern part of the country will be there watching the two of you.
Oh, my goodness.
And noting your every move.
Bring it on.
Bring it on, as they say. If you would like to attend Young Frankenstein, it'll be playing until September 6th. So you have from Wednesday to all the way to September 6th to catch the show. Get your tickets by going to the website, which is the easiest way to do it, theaterbythesea.com, or call the box office and talk to Vinny at 401-782-TKTS or 8587. Or even a better way might be to take a trip down to Matunic, have some lunch, have a nice day on the beach, walk over to the box office and buy tickets that way. And if you do that and you're there in person, you mention Kevin's name, you probably get a free lunch or something at the, at the beach.
Does that work for us, too?
Not yet.
You know, we'll try to see what we can work out. Speaking of that, the Bistro is a great place to have dinner before the show under new management this year. So new menu, new things happening there. It's great. And if you haven't been to Theater by the Sea, if you're one of the three people left in New England that haven't been there, you should make the trip because it's great. The gardens, it's very, very nice, very relaxing, and you'll get to see some very, very talented performers. And speaking of that, we have Sandy here.
Oh,
and,
thank you, Mike.
And Sandy, this next song is called Surprise.
Yes.
And what is Surprise about?
Well, surprisingly, Dr. Frankenstein's fiance thinks she's going to surprise him joyously and arrives from New York to surprise him. And what she doesn't know is the fact that he is in a compromising position with Inga, his assistant at the time that she arrives, though she doesn't see them. And so this whole song is trying to get her to not see them so that she doesn't have the surprise of her life.
Now, is this the spot in the movie where she gets off the carriage and they knock on the door?
Yes.
No.
No.
Just before, I guess.
Yes.
Because I vividly remember that.
Yes, but it's done more creatively on the stage.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
I don't want to give up too much. I want the audience to be surprised.
There you go. She has a surprised look on her face.
It's me. It's me.
I'm Elizabeth Benning, Dr. Frankenstein's adorable madcap fiancé. I'm sure he's spoken of me day and night.
Never. Well, let me warn you. Dr. Frankenstein may not be entirely happy with the surprise.
Au contraire.
Everybody loves to get a surprise. Life can be so dull without a surprise. When your spirit's dragging and you're oh so blue, it all can change if the fates arrange a nice surprise for you. All the world enjoys a lovely surprise. Life's a chore, a bore without a surprise. When everything seems hopeless, then you realize there's nothing like a wonderful surprise.
Allow me to present my entourage. I never travel without them. Marsha nails, Sasha makeup, Tasha hair, Barsha wardrobe, and Bob, my astrologer.
Everybody loves to get a surprise.
Everybody loves a little surprise.
No one could refuse a little surprise.
Protestants and Jews all love a surprise.
When you're melancholy,
oh, boo, hoo, hoo.
And you start to cry,
don't you cry.
It's a nice surprise. Huh? Dry your eyes,
what?
And troubles go bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Some folks don't appreciate a surprise.
No one could refuse a teeny weeny.
Especially if they're naked, then the surprise.
Everyone could use a lovely surprise.
If you know what's doing,
a surprise is
here's
brewing.
Here's what we advise. Never bother people with a surprise.
Freddy, are you ready for a simply stunning surprise? It's me.
Everybody loves to get a surprise.
Elizabeth!
Shiza!
Surprise!
So, Sandy?
Yes.
Or Frau Brucker?
Yes, there we go. Okay.
It has to come after the name,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Now, in the movie, it came every time she appeared. I don't think she even had to say the name, or did they have to say the name?
Only when her name is said.
Only when it's said.
Yes.
Okay. And does that hold true to the...
Yes.
Okay. Now, one of the things that Theater by the Sea is known for, now, this is your first production for many years.
39, yes.
39. So you don't understand that now, since Kevin has been there, they try to get very realistic.
Yes.
So I'm guessing they're going to have actual horses on
yes.
the stage to make
actually,
the noise.
Yes.
Okay.
We do actually have horses on the stage.
Horses on the stage.
Yes.
And the train will be there, I'm sure.
For, well, yes, of course.
Of course, for the train. Yes. So an actual locomotive will be coming in. we've had Mary Poppins Fly. We've
yes.
had Little Mermaid Swim. And now we're going to have...
horses.
Horses.
Yes.
And a rising... what was
monster.
The term you use for your size of your body?
Sizable
body.
I have some mass.
You have some mass.
So it takes some power to lift into the air.
Okay, we'll go with that direction.
Yes. In the script, he says I'm 7 feet tall, which I almost am in my monster shoes. Mm. And 4.5 feet yeah. wide?
Yes,
something like
4.5 feet wide.
So it's... Now, I'm not small.
Does this take a long time to get into the makeup? Is it going to be? Is this a 15-minute project or
a little more? A little more than that.
Not three or four hours. Is it not
no,
that
right,
kind of thing?
Right. It's not like it's not necessarily as detailed as a film set would be, but mm-hmm. it is a bit of a process.
Okay.
And I just don't use concealer, and I'm good to go.
Well, almost the same with me.
Now, as I recall, in the movie, Cloris Leachman was a pretty good-looking woman.
She was quite young at the time,
yes,
too, yes.
Yes, as you.
Oh, God bless.
So there you go.
No,
so that'll
thank
all,
you.
That'll
thank
all
you,
work,
Mike.
That'll all work out well, and maybe,
animal.
You know, after we get through with the recording tonight, maybe you and I can go to dinner.
Cheers.
There you go.
What would my husband say?
Oh.
We won't tell him.
Oh.
Take my wife, please. Okay, we're going to wrap all of this frivolity up, and I want to thank both of you for coming in, and Kevin, as usual, for being here. It's been a great chance to meet and talk to both of you. It's been great.
It's been great to meet you.
Both the best. And one more time, Theater by the Sea, Young Frankenstein. Frankenstein, Frankenstone,
Frankenschwein,
Frank Schlappensteel, is going to be the last production of the summer for Theater by the Sea. Already, it's that time of year. So,
out with a bang.
So, yeah, out with a bang. It's going to run through September 6th. Opens on Wednesday for previews, Thursday for previews, and then the big opening night, Friday night, through September 6th. So get your tickets. There aren't a lot left, but so act quickly. Remember that Theater by the Sea website is very simple to remember, theaterbythesea.com. There you go. And we have one more piece of music to listen to, and this is a piece that I guess, Brian, you're going to talk about because this involves a little bit of you, right?
Yes.
Okay.
In the movie, you know, when Madeline Kahn is seduced by Peter Boyle, she breaks into "Ah, Sweet Mystery of Life." So this song happens just after that moment. It is filled with innuendo and is a delightful romp of musical theater.
A frolic, if you will.
A frolic, okay.
It's laced with innuendo or not really.
It's pretty much just straight out there.
For everyone
it's
to
Mel
understand.
Brooks.
Yes, it's Mel Brooks.
Subtle, not so much.
Okay. And it's not real subtle.
Not right? So subtle.
This has almost to do with your last conversation where you were talking about being a sizable man.
Indeed. Who's blushing now?
I'm getting
Where's the concealer?
Are we talking
Schlangstucker? We are talking
Schlangstucker. All right. Well, thank you both for being here once again. What a great way to go out. And we will we'll listen to this last tune. It's called Deep Love. And we'll see you all next week on Conducting Conversations.
Penny for your thoughts. You know, until now, my life has been nothing but a meaningless whirl of silly parties. But I always sensed that something was missing. Love. And I'm not talking about puppy love either. One-night stand love or cheap love. No! What I'm talking about is... Oh, what's the word I'm looking for? Ah, yes. Deep love. At last I found deep love. Been searching for deep love for all of my life. Long love, incredibly long love, a constant and strong love. Gentle but firm love, an unyielding firm love, for this my heart cries. Deep love, at last I found deep love, now I will keep love forever in
Again? Oh, you're incorrigible, aren't you, you old zipperneck? Well, all right. Seven always has been my lucky number. Come here, you great big hot monster! What? What is it? What's the matter? Is it that music? Oh, forget it. That's just some poor lonely fool blowing his French horn. Where are you going? You're walking out on me? Me? Oh, you men are all alike. Five or six quick ones and you're off with the boys to boast and brag. Well, you'd better keep your mouth shut! Oh, I think I love him. Deep love!
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.